The available AKG 36 speaker sound system in the Cadillac Escalade provides 360-degree sound, so you hear studio sound on the road. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
Haverty's Furniture is here to help you get set for the season with up to $1,000 off. So you can set the stage with style and set the bar more beautifully. So why not settle in together on a new sofa? Because being at home doesn't mean having to settle for less. Even though the holidays feel a little different this year, Haverty's Furniture can help you create the perfect holiday setting with up to $1,000 off plus 0% interest.
Rashford, he's in here, he scores! Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Guys in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Ready! Description. How about Martial is isolated. Skirtle here. Oh yes! Welcome to Manchester United. Anthony Martial.
I beat for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that she danced on. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Still bangles.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Mugger, Make United Great Again. So I'm here with Mariah. How you doing?
Not bad. It's interesting to be a panelist for once rather than hosting.
Hey, man. Don't tell man about that. I took your job, but it's calm.
It happens. We all get outdated and updated on. So, you know, hey, I'm happy to step aside for you, brother.
Love. All love. We're here with Mike, the doctor. How you doing?
Yeah, it's good to be back, man. I took a little hiatus.
We probably missed you still.
Yeah, man. You know, I got some new equipment in the interim. So how am I sounding? Am I sounding crisp?
Of course.
Thank you very much. Money worth spent.
Man didn't even say I missed you lot too, you know. He just...
No. I'm talking about my equipment. No. It's been a minute.
What about our equipment, though? Is that calm? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right. Cool, then. Keep it moving in there. I spent this money because I miss you, man. Let's call it that.
All right, appreciate it.
Love it. And then, last but not least, we're here with the most argumentative guy in the GC, if that's possible.
Bro, you need to stop that shit, bro. I don't know what that's supposed to mean about most argumentative.
That's a compliment, bro.
Nah, bro, that's not a compliment, man. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but it's not true, people. Don't listen to this clown.
All right, before we get into it, there's a few things, as we always touch on. Firstly, our Patreon, we're going to have a couple pieces going up this week. There'll be a tactical analysis of the PSG game. Then we should hopefully get some other pieces out as well. I'm not quite sure what it'll be, but it'll be
Pogba Watch. You know, we say.
I always forget about Pogba Watch because right now I don't want to think about it. But you know, man,
we've got a top 30 coming as well this week.
Yeah, and we're looking to line up a preview of the Chelsea game with the guys from Chelsea Hour. So it's looking like a busy week on the old Mugger Patreon. Oh,
lovely. And then obviously got Discord. I really wish I was there for the Spurs game on that Discord, man. That would have been nice because the way they were talking sweet after the 6-6 one, it's been making me sick.
Oh, boy. The way they were talking sick when they were 3-0 up, bro. I was looking like, boy. Hey. Sepp, who's obviously done a runner today, was like, Boy, why did we trade Mourinho for Pogba?
Ah, let's not get onto it. Let's not get onto it. But honestly, as you can see, the Discord space is popping. Like, you have to get on there, bro. It's so much fun. So, I'm not sure how many members we have. I think it's over 1,000 now. So,
way over, like 1,200 now.
Yeah,
we're actually second to Arsenal. So, if you're still over, yeah, the gap is increasing, if anything. So if you're a Mugga listener, you need to be signing up as a patron. It's free. We're all on there doing our thing. We'll be there for tomorrow's game. We'll be there for the Chelsea game as well. So, yeah, especially if you've got them streams, hop on the Discord. We discuss, we commentate while we're watching the games in our respective homes, you know, social distancing and that. But, yeah, man.
Come on.
Happy to have you like all part of it.
Lovely. And the last but not... Lastly, we got the YouTube where that will go up on the Wednesday. If you don't like listening, but you like the visuals, then mate, go do that instead, because we need that. And make sure you subscribe to the Touchline Record as well, because the math ain't mathing at all with the subscribers at all. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense. But anyway, let's get into it with a win and a good win. 4-1 versus Newcastle. Weird game. It started off badly, but by the end of the game, we were all smiling, we were all happy. And that's all because of one thing, because Wan-Bissaka scored and scored a banger. But I want to get your thoughts on the general game. First off, I'll go with Timmy. In general, what did you think about the game?
Bro, I ain't watched that game, bro. Bro, I saw that lineup. I was already not going to watch it anyway when they told me £15, bro. Am I stupid? And then I saw that lineup. And
just
then I just said,
the thing, bro.
I just said, you know what? Let me sleep, bro. I just said, let me sleep. I woke up at the 85th minute and I saw 1-1. I wasn't surprised. Put my phone down, checked 10 minutes later, and I saw 4-1, and I was just like, what? I was baffed. Three goals in 10 minutes for us. For us, the team that don't create no chances. But I did go back and watch some extended highlights and that. And I would like to say that it looked like we were comfortable for the whole game, but then I also know that Newcastle were quite poor. So, you know, it's kind of expected that the better team is always going to dominate a lesser team when that lesser team is putting up no resistance per se. I guess the tide turned when Pogba came on, Pogba and Van der Beek, was it? So them two come on and obviously made a difference to the approach and whatever. Bruno missed that penalty, which I was actually kind of happy about.
Of course.
Just I was only happy because the guy weren't playing well and he'll just get a goal or an assist or whatever out of nothing and more time is a penalty. But then he missed the penalty and got a goal and an assist anyway. So I ain't won. You know what I mean? I ain't won. So but nah, good result for the boys. I can't really speak too much on it because, like I said, I didn't watch the whole game. Shout out Wan-Bissaka because he's been coming under serious fire recently. And I know that there's a very, very good player there. Get us a competent right winger and all his negatives won't look as bad anymore. So shout out Wan-Bissaka.
Cool. For me, it was a funny game. Obviously, they get a goal through Luke Shaw. Can't wait for that guy to be on the bench, man. He's a truly horrible human being, honestly. No business, no interest in being a footballer. So I want him to be on the bench. And then we equalise. I forget who equalised now. Remind me, Elijah.
Maguire,
yeah. Clown. Maguire grabs a header.
That was a shit header as well, bro.
Header, come on,
so man. Lucky.
It was a good header. Come on, let's not hate on
bro,
the guy.
I was even fuming when I saw that he scored as well.
He dominated that situation.
Guy was having the worst week of his life. Had his missus coming out to save him and shit. Redemption. Then he scores a fucking header, bro.
Yeah,
like,
then you knew what the narrative
mental was. Strength, innit?
You know what I mean?
It was a good header. I've said on previous pods, they call him Slabhead, but he barely scores any headers, but that was a nice header. And then from there, honestly, I felt like we'd beat them. They're comfortably the worst team that we've played probably since we returned from lockdown. Teams, they know how to play us now. You press us high, we can't build up from the back, so you're pretty safe defensively, unless somebody pulls off some individual brilliance or we get a penalty, and then you just keep trying to get out our back line and we give you a lot of space in transition. Newcastle were giving us time and space on the ball, and we took full advantage of it. Mata was brilliant. Brilliant, 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 brilliant. I can't remember the last time he started a league game, but he was on the right, but not really on the right. He was coming in a lot, and he was linking play, using the ball really well. It's kind of what we knew Mata for. Even though it's a ghost of one Mata, he was really, really good. Bruno, we can't beat him. We can't beat him. Like, I've accepted we can't beat him. Like, he's inevitable. So when he missed that penalty, I was laughing, because obviously we've seen the kind of stuff that the press have slowly been leaking. Bruno's not supporting Ollie. The players are turning on Ollie. That's usually what they start to do when they're trying to brief us and prepare us for the next manager, the inevitable sacking of the manager. So when he missed a pen and he didn't use his usual like hop skip technique, he like took it like a standard pen. The keeper saved it. I was like, yep, Bruno wants this guy gone, boy. And so... So he continued to play like Bruno, which is lose the ball quite a bit. The weighting of his passes, hitting it hard when he should hit it soft, hitting it soft when he should hit it hard. But we were comfortable. We were comfortable. De Gea pulled off a couple of good saves. He pulled off one from Aaron Saint-Maxima, who was having a jolly up at times. He was duppy a man, as he does. And he pulled up a really, really good save from Wilson. So that was good to see. We went in 1-1 at half-time. But even in the Discord, I was saying to Seven this year, we're going to beat them. They just don't have enough about them. And then to be honest, even though I did say that, we didn't really become like cohesive enough until Van der Beek and Pogba came on. So Van der Beek, who's impressed in his cameos and his start, even though it was against Luton, really good. I think it was a corner or a free kick. We clear it. He keeps it in, links up really well. The ball gets played to Rashford on the break. Was that Mata? I think it was Mata. And then Rashford's got it on the left-hand side of the box and kind of just plays it to Bruno. Fantastic finish. We cannot beat this guy. Like, I started celebrating, and I was like, it's Bruno. Nah, I just celebrated anyway, man. What would you want me to do, man? So he makes it 2-1. And then Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
I watched that guy like 10, 20 times. Come on, off every
that
time.
Guy, yeah, he's so funny because early in the match he had two opportunities in a similar area, like the right hand side of the box. One like came to him and he could have flashed it across goal. He could have shot. He could have crossed it, and all he just did was connect. Like, you know when you I just want a sweet connection because I don't want these lot to get onto me. So he connected with it and the keeper just gathers it. It was like a lame kind of shot. And then the second one was, it was meant to be a cross and it was almost a shield, almost went into the top corner. So he'd already shown us how inconsistent his striking technique is, but only he put his whole body, like limbs all over the gaff, and he smashed it.
Oh, he connected very well with that. Like,
beautiful goal, beautiful. I reckon if we tried to get him to take that shot 100 times, it would end up going in 100 different directions. But that was the one that went in. And then Rashford grabbed his goal, which was really, really deserved. He had a great game, man. He ran his socks off all game. As Seb will always say, he was taking shots in the first half when he got half a yard. We know he's got a great strike on him. It's a good win. And I think I saw you talking about it on the day, Timmy, with the fixture list coming up, we just have to take them one game at a time, man.
Yeah.
Just take the win, get some points on the board, and then we go again, really. But yeah, happy to finally get a good win on the board.
Michael, I just wanted to ask you, what do you think that win would do for us in terms of confidence? Because I felt like up until that point, it was the walls were starting to close in a bit on Solskjaer. So in terms of his job safety and just the confidence of the whole team, well, what do you think that would do?
changes everything, man. Like, obviously, after the 6-1 drubbing, there were questions being asked of Solskjaer and his job. And I was like, is he the man? And it's annoying that we go through the cycles. Ever since Fergie left, it's always new manager. And we can't be going through the same cycle. So there were questions about it. Bruno was speaking when he was on international duty with Portugal. Then him and the club came and tried to deny everything. So obviously when it was 1-1 now, and if obviously Newcastle didn't look like they were in the game, but then that just adds to the pressure. It adds to the negativity around the dressing room. But the fact that they can score 3 goals in the last sort of five minutes of the game, and obviously 10 including stoppage time, that changed everything. They're buzzing. They're probably going to this PSG game, looking forward to it, thinking, look, we could do what we did a few years ago at PSG and maybe get a win. Whereas obviously if we drew the game in the manner that we could have, then you're going into that game thinking, rah, let's not get beat here, lads, and let's not embarrass ourselves. So it just flips the script. And it buys all...
Cut out a bit at the end, but...
Okay. Oh, my bad. Can you hear me now? Yeah. So, yeah, I was just basically saying that it just gives Ollie more time now. So, essentially, like, the talk of him leaving, I think that's settled for now. Maybe until the next drubbing. We'll find out.
Yeah, you think that's settled? Have you seen our fixture list?
wait. Michael, bro, you was just talking about that all that new equipment, bro, and you ain't got the internet.
I didn't upgrade the Wi-Fi. I didn't upgrade the Wi-Fi.
Man's talking about, yeah, I've got this new equipment, that new equipment, and you're still cutting out.
The Wi-Fi is still the same. I need to upgrade that.
Trust me.
All right.
It's gone again.
I'm embarrassed, you know. I spend big money on all.
Hey, man's got new headphones. I see the headphones on, man.
Bam, everything. I got a little studio here. Oh, and it's coming to embarrass me on this debut.
Even like the producer's sweater on and everything, like. Damn. Yeah, he's the sweater with the hat and everything, man.
I got big complaints to make, you know. I swear down.
I think even then, I think you accidentally muted yourself because you were so rattled.
Yeah.
bare rattles, fam. Rod, nah. This thing embarrass me, you know. Big money.
Oh, man.
But one thing that Mariah did touch on, which was for me the shining light from the game, was Rashford. And it came in a position, he hasn't played in for a while. And it's interesting because this time last year, he had a game against Newcastle and he played up front and he was horrendous. Didn't get in the ball, didn't work, the centre-backs. And I actually have a quote from Rashford from last season. And it's, the quote is, "My goal is never to be a number nine that can't play anywhere else. It's to be free-flowing as possible. That's the way United brought me up, playing left or right. That's what I want to do. I know what I have worked on since I was 6, and it was to never be a number 9. And I just want to ask a question of what you think about his future as a number 9, or what position do you see him as? Because obviously he doesn't see himself as a typical number 9 that he wants to play up front, but in the systems that there are today, where can he fit in if he's not on the left wing? This is just to everyone, by the way.
Yeah,
I'm literally just thinking. But I think it came pretty easy to him against Newcastle because Newcastle were that bad, to be honest with you. I think, well, against better teams, first of all, he's not going to get as much time and he's not going to get as much like space or whatever, especially not on the ball. I think his natural position should stay left wing. I think he can also play right wing as well to a pretty high standard as well. In fact, if I could pick one or the other, I think I'd rather him play right wing. He can play up front, you know, in games like that, like where we might need to give Martial a break or whatever, or Greenwood might be out of the team like he was yesterday, or Cavani's not back or whatever. But I think long term, I think going forward, if you gave Rashford a 10-game stretch up front, I think a lot of us would get tired of him and we wouldn't really want to see him there. He can definitely perform there in, you know, one-off games against, like I said, lesser teams. But I think long-term, he's better out wide. I wouldn't mind playing him in the 10 as well. I think he needs just a little bit more intelligence for that, though. But other than that, long-term, like he said, I don't think a nine is him. Definitely not. either wing or 10 with a little bit more like guidance or intelligence, then, yeah.
I think my main thing is that his back to the goal game isn't really that. It's kind of non-existent. It's really not a part of his skill set that he does really well. I think you look across football and the best nines tend to do that well. And it's part of your game. There's times when your team are just going to lump it up to you and you just need to relieve pressure. You need to hold the ball. You need to win a free kick. What he does have, though, great energy, great athlete. He can shoot well. He's got decent to good one-on-one attributes. I think in certain teams, free-flowing attacking teams, he wouldn't be a bad number nine. But for us and how turgid our attack is and how stiff it can be at times, I really don't want to see him up top. I agree with Timmy. You kind of see him as like just a modern, for me, he's just a modern forward and he should be able to play across all three or four forward positions, depending on the position. If we were a team that had a modern forward-thinking manager, our attackers would pop up on all different parts of the pitch at different times, depending on the matchups and what's going on and what you fancy. But for him, probably up top is where I want to see him the least. And it's so weird because he's like a good athlete and stuff, but he's like kind of frail at the same time. And what I remember of him when he used to play up top was getting bullied by centre-backs, falling over a lot, running into cul-de-sacs. I do like him on the half turn. I like him on the left-hand side. I like him being able to cut in, shoot on his right foot, go on the outside. I prefer him away from having to occupy the centre-backs because it's a tough job. And like Timmy says, that Newcastle game isn't necessarily the best example of the quality that he would face week in, week out at this level, in my opinion.
Haverty's Furniture is here to help you get set for the season with up to $1,000 off. So you can set the stage with style and set the bar more beautifully. So why not settle in together on a new sofa? Because being at home doesn't mean having to settle for less. Even though the holidays feel a little different this year, Haverty's Furniture can help you create the perfect holiday setting with up to $1,000 off plus 0% interest.
Just another question for out there. In terms of a two-man system, do you think Rashford up top would thrive better? So, for example, if we're chasing games, you can have him up there with Martial or Cavani, whatever. Do you think that could be his future, Michael?
It's an option if obviously they're in the 4-2-3-1 system. We're not getting any headway, and Ollie's like, all right, cool, let's go. Let's give them another issue to think about, put two up top. Then, yeah, he's the one that could be on the shoulder. Obviously, he's got the pace to exploit the spacing behind if the team is leaving spacing behind. And you can leave someone like Cavani to do the link-up play with him or sort of be that number nine that has his back to goal and then is feeding Rashford the scraps or playing him through. So definitely, I think, like the other two have said, I think his best position is definitely on the wings, letting him sort of cut in and shoot and let him run at defenders. I think you don't see enough of that if he plays number nine, but I think he can definitely play the support striker role very well as well.
Right. The thing is, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that just because him and Martial have a really good link up. And we saw that towards the end of last season. They really link up well. Yeah. And then being closer together means that there's more opportunity for that to happen. So I wouldn't mind seeing that in that regard. With Cavani, would it work the same? I don't know.
Probably not.
So I'll be less inclined. But if you're saying let him play up top in a two with Martial, I don't mind seeing a bit of that.
You know, the thing as a striker, though, one thing that you need as a striker is instinct. Like, you need to be able to just, like, do something within a split second. And I just feel like Rashford needs a bit of time with a lot of the things he does. He like needs some time to think, you know, like it's not like when he burst onto the scene when he was 16 and Van Gaal was throwing him in, because he was playing with no fear then. Like, now he's established, he's got a reputation, he's got a name now. So he actually has to, he has to perform. Throwing in a 16-year-old against Arsenal in a 3-2 win, like, I know you lot remember his first goal, where he just literally, it was like a snapshot straight away, like instinctive, and we thought, yeah. But now Rashford, he gets the ball, like, he's like meticulous and he's thinking, like, he might take a couple touches of the ball before he decides what he's going to do to the fullback when he's playing on the left, or when he's playing like through the middle, or whatever. So where I feel like him and Martial have a very, very good rapport with each other, I still think that the two of them up front won't necessarily work like that, just because Rashford just lacks a bit of the instinct that a Martial has. Now, if they're close enough together, as in like Martial at the head with like Bruno and Rashford either side centrally, I think it will work a lot more, because Rashford still has a license to like come a lot deeper to like pick up the ball or whatever, or get further forward to be next to or slightly behind Martial. But I don't think the two of them as two centre forwards would work that well, to be completely honest with you.
Cool. That's actually interesting.
Yeah. What do you think?
Me? I've been calling for Martial and Rashford up front since about 2017, 2016, to be honest. That's the reason why I didn't want Ibrahimovic. That's why I didn't want Lukaku. I've really just wanted them two up front. So just seeing them together during lockdown, it kind of just reaffirmed that idea for me. But really and truly, I just want the two of them up front together, because I think they link up well. I feel like they dovetail well each other with their strengths and weaknesses. And I do feel it will just lessen the... Because I feel like with both of them, they need to learn a lot with the nine role. And they're not going to get that time, because after a while, if they don't perform, they're going to... People are just going to say and get dropped or move that wide. So I feel like splitting the roles so that they can do it would be beneficial for us. The problem is the rest of the team, but me personally, I would just go 4-4-2 and vibes the team.
Where does Bruno play?
That's the thing. Right wing. That's where he plays. Bruno plays right wing.
Right back.
I'm not having 4-4-2, man.
Bro,
no way. Who would be our centre mids? Who would be our centre mids?
That's what I was asking.
That's why I said vibes the thing, because we're going to be conceding a lot.
Bro, vibes the what, fam? We will get slaughtered.
Name your formation. I like that. Huh? Name your formation. If you're doing 4-4-2 with Rashford and Martial up front, name the formation.
Name
the players in the formation.
Name the players, so... I would have, obviously, De Gea.
Obviously De Gea.
Wow. That
all right, boy.
Hey,
that's a Freudian slip.
Hendo's not about.
Henderson. No,
we're not doing this today,
you know?
because
De Gea. Telling him no.
De Gea.
I told you the most argumentative one.
Disrespecting Dave, bro. Don't disrespect Dave, bro.
I told you, bro. I brought it out. That slip was on purpose. Cool. I called you out, bro.
That's loud, Dave, because he made a
couple. The Remontada family this season. I told man, it's coming.
He's 29 right, so, years old. Anyway, let's not get sidetracked. Go on, Elijah.
All right, so Dave for one game. Then we have Wan-Bissaka, Baye, Twanzebe, Telles. Then I have Bruno right wing, Matic and Pogba.
Hey! Yeah, I know.
Vibes FC. Left wing.
Who's left wing? Oh, Joe, in fact, I lied. Matic and Fred, Pogba left wing as well.
Middle wing.
Are you mad? Yeah.
So you're basically playing four CMs.
Four two two two. Bring back the Pellegrini thing, bro.
Hey, Juve days.
Oh my God.
Dirty team. Vibes. That's what I want.
Our team is so dusted. Wow.
Bro, the thing is, it's actually not. We just have a dusted coach, man. Our team is calm. I really like our team, apart from obviously Maguire, but our coach is just dusted. But anyway, he got the win the other day, so let me not speak on him too much. Rashford and Martial, the link-up's brazy, but I like how it is at the moment, man. Rashford off the left wing, Martial centrally, and a Greenwood on the right. And if they want to interlink and switch and do this and that, like they did do for large parts of games during lockdown, then calm, they can do that as well. But as my focal point, if I'm picking one out of Rashford and Martial for now, just for now, still has to be Martial, I guess.
So, Cavani, so let's say Cavani does well and you have to pick one of the two of them to start on the left. Who would you put to start on the left?
Oh, Rashford.
Interesting.
Nah, the left is Rashford's thing now, fam. Martial decided he wanted to be a nine. So you be just a nine, and now there's a better nine. So you got to sit on the bench. Man just can't come and take Rashford's spot.
Take off the pens that Bruno's now taking. Rashford's numbers are decent. Like, Martial just outscores him wherever he plays, basically.
True. Nah, bro.
Literally, like, for the duration of their United careers, Martial just outscored him.
It's not about goals, fam.
He's a better finisher, isn't it? He's a better
finisher. It's not about goals, fam. Your face when you said that. You were fuming, bro.
Hey, I need Sebi, man. I need Sebi.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad he isn't here.
Oh. I need Sebi, bro.
But...
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
Let's move on to a game where Rashford did score a pen. A very important one that got this guy the job. So how good that really was is up for debate. But we're facing PSG away. It's a big one. They're just coming off a Champions League campaign where they got to the final. They were beaten in quite an even final, to be fair. Their injury list has been mounting. They luckily got Herrera back from COVID, so hopefully he starts so he can stink it up. But I just want your general thoughts. I think on the injury list is Paredes, Verratti, Icardi, and someone else I can't remember, but those were the most important ones that I remember. But just your general thoughts on the game.
It doesn't matter. As long as Di Maria plays, Neymar plays, and Mbappe plays, it honestly doesn't matter. They're going to beat us. They're just going to beat us, bro. And it's got to be a damage limitation thing because, like, Pogba and flipping McTom or Pogba and Fred or Pogba and Matic, at the moment, they can't even win midfield battles against James McArthur and James McCarthy or whoever they are. So... bro, PSG could probably bring two players from the under-23s and they're going to give a good scrap against anyone that we put in the centre of the midfield. The fact that you've got Neymar going up against Wan-Bissaka, you're going to have Mbappe either going up against Tanzebe, who hasn't played for flipping over a year, or Bailly is curtains, or he's on the right-hand side playing against Shaw. We're losing this game convincingly, bro. Convincingly. Like, there's not even too much to it, bro. I'll be honest with you.
In terms of starting lineup, I think they're gonna have Neymar as a false nine, and then Mbappe left, and Di Maria on the right.
Don't matter. Neymar's a false nine.
Neymar's a false nine. He's on the pitch in it. That's the main thing in it. He's on the pitch in it. That's the main thing.
Neymar's a false five. Neymar's a false four. Neymar's a false six. It don't matter, bro.
He could play GK.
Yeah, he's on the pitch in it. That's the main thing. You know what I mean? He's a problem either way, in it. Whatever description we wanna put to it, it's scary. It's scary. That front three is very scary. Di Maria likes to turn up when he plays us as well.
Yeah, obviously. Bro.
He knows how to turn up when he plays United, which is very frustrating. It's scary, yeah. And with our defence, because that's what I said, I was saying it, we need to strengthen it in centre-back. Obviously, Ollie don't listen to the pod. He should be I was screaming this. Man was trying to flirt with Jadon Sancho all summer when right wing weren't even a core issue. It was centre back. And yeah.
Is it does Michael look like he's rapping?
Yeah, bro. Who's there? His mic just. Who's going mad, bro?
One mic like Nas, fam.
We spoke about our back line. Turns out Maguire and Bae did not travel. So
both
not...
of them.
No Bae either.
No Bae.
What injuries? What Maguire?
Twan Zebe just come back from injury, so I highly doubt he's going to play.
I saw Rojo training. Hey,
we might hold a five-piece.
We're going three at the back, aren't we? Three.
I think hold a five-piece.
I think we're going to go three at the back with Timothy Fosu-Mensah, Lindelof, and Shaw.
Yeah, I think so now. Jesus sure, Lord. We can't be sure either.
Mbappe sure. is going to feast.
Yeah, trust
I hate
me.
That formation. That formation is us basically sitting there hoping the opposition make mistakes that we can capitalize on. That's it, man. I hate when we play that.
It's going to be a cooking. It's going to be a cooking. Like, even though I don't rate Maguire, he unfortunately is.
No.
It's not nothing to do with Maguire, right? Yeah. It's going to be a cooking. It'd be a cooking if he was there. But
Of course. But even more of a cooking.
We probably lose by more. We probably lose by more.
this hatred sucks.
He's our best centre back, whether we like it or
not.
He's our best centre back. Who's better than Maguire at the club?
Bae's better. But even then,
Mistakes. Come on, look what happened against Tottenham. Bae's a mistake.
Maguire was worse than Maguire was worse than
Bae. Honestly, saying that Maguire is the best.
You knew that you wanted to say what? Then you remember.
No, I was going to say something, but Timmy was speaking in it. No, Maguire was trash against Tottenham. I'm not going to defend Maguire again. I don't rate Maguire, but what I'm saying is I think he's the best out of a bad bunch. That's
bro, that's like saying that Katie Hopkins is more racist than Tommy Robinson, bro. The fuck?
I'm not sure he's
they're bad, bro. I think he's our best centre back of the club.
I'm not sure he's better than Lindelof. That's me being honest.
I don't rate Lindelof. I couldn't blame him for the Tottenham game because I've got an agenda.
Lindelof just needs some balls, bruv. I've been saying it. He's a good centre back, man.
The way Zaha bounced off him for that goal against Crystal Palace, he needs to go.
Bro, he's lightweight, isn't it? He's a bit of a pussy, bruv.
Premier League centre back, you're getting bounced off.
He's a good centre back, man.
Nah, I don't like it. He's too nice. He's friendly. Sweet people.
Hey, you better hope, bro. Don't make me start calling the Lindo masterclass, bro. He will lock Neymar in. Don't make me start calling the Lindo masterclass.
You will start doing high school musical with him.
Remember, I said we're moving this together, you know.
Neymar's getting locked. Remember, I said it.
Fam, Neymar is unlocked, fam. What are you talking about?
Neymar's getting locked. Nope. Remember, I said it. Lindo season.
What's all this?
Lindo season.
See what the hate of Maguire's making this guy do.
I'm saying it now. You know what? I'm saying it now.
As well, like after the French teams got through to the semis of the Champions League, and Mbappe was like, Farmers League. You don't forget. You know the amount of times, Sepp has added him to come outside. He's fourth and he says, I'm outside. What? That goal he scored where he was doing that, shrugging.
Yeah,
man is going to say to Seb, I don't care about lockdown rules, come outside right now.
Outside.
But considering our injury list, what do you think our midfield is going to be, considering who played against Newcastle, McTominay and Fred? Do you think he's going to go back to Pogba and Matic in midfield, especially if we do go three at the back?
He said Pogba had a hip injury or something, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He said he'd come back from France. He had a hip and back injury, but he looked fine today and he travelled with the squad. So
I reckon Pogba, so three at the back, like you said, Shaw, Fosu-Mensah and Lindelof, left back, Telles, so we get to see Telles, left wing back, Telles, right wing back, Aaron Wan-Bissaka. A midfield of Bruno, Pogba, and Matic, and then Rashford and Martial up top.
That's exactly what I was thinking as well.
Yeah, it's true. He played Fred and McTominay for a reason, isn't it, on the weekend. So, yeah, he's probably thinking he's going to...
We didn't even talk about Fred. Fuck me, that guy. That guy.
I think Van de Beek might get a start, you know.
I'd love him to get a start, but he's made Bruno the captain, so Bruno's definitely starting.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Martial's on the bench.
But that would I think Martial needs the minutes because he ain't going to play in the Prem for another 2 weeks, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just have like a sneaky feeling that we might have Matic, Van de Beek and Pogba in the midfield, and he might push Bruno up with Rashford.
You think he might rest Rashford for Chelsea?
Pardon?
You might rest Rashford for Chelsea.
No, Rashford will play. Rashford will definitely play. Maybe Van de Beek will stay on the bench. I don't know, man. It's been like what? How many league games we had? 4 league games now. He's not started one. I just feel like, when are you actually going to have the chance to start him? Unless he drops Pogba again and he starts instead of Pogba. But I don't think he'll do that. let's see anyway. Let's see. I don't know, man. I just feel like Tony might just be the easiest person to drop for this game.
Listen, we won that second leg. Leg without Pogba, man. That's all I say, innit?
Mm-hmm.
True. But we lost the first...
We lost the first leg with Pogba.
Yeah, I know. Hey, but I've got a question, though. How many points do you think we're going to get from our group? And do you think we're going to qualify from it?
Elijah said we're going to qualify above Leipzig. I don't see it, to be honest. I think any football team beats
us. I was doing a bit of maths today, and we'll lose to PSG twice, we'll beat Istanbul twice, and we'll either win one, lose one with Leipzig, or draw both. So I've got us finishing with 8 or 9 points. Is that enough to go through?
It depends on what
our best bet is. PSG playing a weakened team against us because they'll already be through in game week 5, I think it's going to be.
No. Oh, yeah. So it'll be game week 5. They really should already be through.
They should have 12 points. That's what I'm hoping. Who's our second game against?
Huh? Istanbul.
Our second game is against Leipzig.
Okay, yep. So the back-to-back.
It is Wednesday.
PSG and Leipzig then.
Yep.
Hmm.
And our last game is Leipzig away.
We might go through.
So, I think we can get a draw versus Leipzig away and beat them at home. I also think one of the PSG games we're going to pick something up because we're just...
At home, yeah. Even though there's no fans.
At home? We just got slapped
6-1. I think if there's any chance we're going to do anything against PSG, it's going to be... away.
Are France allowing their fans in? I know some European countries are doing that little space out thing.
They've gone into lockdown in Paris, so between the hours of 9 and 5.
Oh yeah, true. Macron, so jeez,
boy, we'll see. But yeah, I don't envision it being a good game. That front line is too dynamic for our defense, man.
Bro, and Di Maria hates us, man. He always plays.
Didn't he do a mad thing and then he took a sip of a beer that somebody threw at him?
Yeah. Bro, I was at that game, you know.
Was it you who threw the beer?
I was way up in the sticks. But you see Mbappe, yeah? That brother's naughty, bro.
If he gets clamped up, the agenda... I'm running, it's going to be illegal. That's what we got to figure. But someone already let slip out the bag, but Bruno's going to be captain. And we found out the same time he did, because Oli announced it in the presser. So what do you think about that? Because I don't want to speak about it.
He decided there and then. He literally decided, hence why I didn't tell him before. Like, he literally decided there and then, what can I say to get them off my ass? Bruno, you're captain tomorrow. Did you see Bruno's face? Bruno's
He was stunned. He couldn't believe it. But whatever, I understand it, but
I'm very disappointed.
Who would you have picked?
And, well, you know who I'd have picked, bro. All day I would have picked Pogba. But let me land though. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, I'm fully aware that the reason that we've got so many like issues with captaincy is completely Pogba's fault. Like, it's literally his fault over anyone. Like, he was destined to be our captain. Destined to be our captain. So then he starts flirting with Madrid. Then he starts talking about how it's time for a change. And on top of that, his performances on the pitch haven't even been great in the 4 years or 4.5 years that he's been at the club. Like, we should really have our long-term captain. He's probably the most respected player that we've got in the dressing room. He's probably the most popular player that we've got in the dressing room. And he's quite comfortably, on his day, the best player that we have in the dressing room. The fact that Pogba's allowed people like Maguire, people like Bruno, people like Mata to get the nod of captain over him is shameful, but it's his fault. And it just goes to show how far we've dipped as a team as well, that a man, first of all, a man that had been at the club for 3 months became captain. And then a man that has now been at the club for 10 months, three of those months have been during lockdown, now becomes our interim captain because our main captain isn't available anymore. Like, we've got no leaders in the team. And it's shocking because over the years, you look at United's teams, we've had flipping Steve Bruce, we've had Roy Keane, we've had Rio Ferdinand, we've had Vidic, we've had Rooney. And now we're literally at Maguire and Bruno, who both of them haven't been at the club for 18 months. It's actually shocking. And yeah, I love Pogba, but I blame him because like he should be the captain. He should be the one leading us forward. But again, his performances on the pitch haven't been good enough. And his attitude off the pitch with regards to us hasn't been good enough. So we only have ourselves to blame. I'd like to see Rashford get it though over Bruno. I don't like players that haven't been at the club long enough just being able to just slap the armband on, bro. Like, United captain is something that you should earn from with pride and years of service. You shouldn't just get after like 6-7 months, man. It's just upsetting me, man. I ain't gonna lie.
It's a bit of a mess, to be honest. I echo your sentiments, Timmy. Obviously, we've heard about, again, the reports about him questioning people's efforts, and we've seen the videos of him kicking stuff at Sporting, etc., etc. I don't care. I generally don't care. Half the time, he's one of the worst players on the
pitch. Exactly.
And the other half, he's nabbing a penalty. It just goes to show that there's just a lack of leaders. DDG had it, and then he made some post-game comments about this being being the worst it's ever been at United. He hasn't had the armband since. Pogba had it under Jose. Jose took it off him, and he hasn't covered himself in enough glory. And there's just so much controversy around him, generally speaking, that making him the captain doesn't make any sense. Harry Maguire, you can tell why they gave it to him. Big signing, British media darling, and you can see them backing their boy in the press as we speak, to be honest. So that makes sense. But no way should Bruno be getting the captaincy. He's now our vice captain, essentially. But I look around, I don't know, like Rashford, he's a ute as well, and you look around.
No suitable alternative.
Rashford has the whole of Parliament on the ropes, bro.
Nah, they shut him down last week, though, they ignored.
You know what I mean? Slap him that armband, bro, honestly.
They ignore.
True, you make a good point. I actually kind of forgot about the fact that he's a part-time politician as well.
You know what I mean?
I would have preferred that to Bruno, to be honest with you. It is what it is. I don't even know what message that sends to the other players, to be honest.
Man in the dressing room are burning, bro.
Definitely.
Burning.
Definitely. I don't know what to say about it, really, man. He makes me sick every time I watch him play. Fucking hell, man.
No, but he's the talisman, isn't it? So he's the man that the team look to for inspiration. He is, whether we like it or not.
How so? How is he the man the team look to for inspiration? I reckon they're onto him at this point.
No, nah, I think when things are going well, like
I
normally,
he's a fraud.
Bar obviously this weekend where he missed the pen. Usually he's reliable with pen. So if a pen comes,
he's got a great goal, so that kind of covers the pen. But
yeah.
He's a fraud, bro.
Nah. I think he's obviously, people, I saw some tweets like his teacher's pet. He probably is like that, innit? I'm not privy to what goes on the training ground. But obviously, he's a passion merchant. So you always see him like talking to people, telling people off. People love that. People love that. Solskjaer probably loves it. He's probably looking around the team thinking, right, like, Harry's not available for good reasons that you mentioned. DGG is not it. Pogba's it. Who's the alternative? Who's the suitable alternative? Obviously, it'll be better if like he's been at the club for time, but who is a suitable alternative?
I'd rather give it to Martial as well. I'm not gonna
Marshy!
That guy cannot
Hold on. But when it gets on top on the pitch, when it gets on top of the pitch, who's the first man riding out? Black gloves. Black gloves. Right, cool. Get me. Man, know when it's time to ride out, 9 a.m. It's 9 p.m. when it's time to ride out. It's late night. Wind hard.
Bro, that guy would go on a glide so quickly. He'll go on a glide so quickly, bro.
Nah.
But still,
Timmy, you're hilarious, fam. Stand up, my guy.
You ever got sent off on a glide, so you stood there clapping?
Hey, if Matic is starting, I'd have given it to Matic over him as well.
No, you just don't like Bruno. That's it. This is it,
bro.
This
I would have no, but I genuinely would have given it to Matic over him.
Shout. There was something you mentioned a few weeks, Elijah, about people knowing how to lose, and you did mention Matic and Bruno as people who kind of they lose with their heads held up rather than kind of
the way we capitulated.
Pogba can't have it, man. Sorry, he's done too much. The crimes he's committed since he
I agree, big crimes. I agree.
You can't have it, man.
But as soon as he dots that line. They better slap him that armband, boy, because he ain't going nowhere anytime soon.
He extended, didn't he?
Yeah, they triggered the extension.
He's not signing a new contract. He's not stupid, man.
He's been, the thing is, with Pogba, why can't we get the best out of him? Like, he's been in a club for 4.5 years. You don't see that France form.
Bro.
Like, obviously, we talked about previously, obviously, he needs a DM partner, but why, like, I know it's probably a whole another pod, but that's what frustrates me about Pogba.
You're going to have to go on Pogba Watch for this one, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to come
on. Okay, I'm going to join it. It bothers me every time. It's like, we got the world-class midfielder, but I don't see
world-class. He's not world-class.
Right, we are not getting into this. You are not getting into this. Not on my pod. Not on my pod.
I've been battling Timmy all day, and now I'm on his team. What's going on?
Not on my pod. That's for Pogba Watch.
You get me? We're not doing that. No Pogba's... Bro, I beg you.
But, come on, let's get your predictions for the game. How much are we going to lose by?
3-1 PSG.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that. I think we'll nick a cheeky goal, but I think it'll be a clear gulf between the two teams. And I think 3-1, if we can keep it that, then I think we've had a good game.
4-5-1, 5-0.
Jesus.
Right,
bro, Fosu Mensah, Luke Shaw, Lindelof. Actually, no, tell a lie.
I thought Lindelof was the guy, though.
I'm going to go nil-nil.
Agenda's grabbing you, bro.
Agenda's finishing his mind. Look at him. He doesn't know what he's saying no more. He doesn't know
Lindelof, that was his true feelings. And then he remembered
the rubbish he's been spouting before.
I've got to fake it.
Oh, man.
My fingers are probably crossed below the camera, man.
Oh, man.
Agenda is finishing him.
Bro, this agenda is finishing him, bro.
Hey. Not gonna be, and even if they don't necessarily batter off on the scoreline, they're just going to be much better than us, man. They're much better. They have much better individuals. They're at home. The last time we denied them a place in the Champions League quarterfinals, I don't think they've forgotten that. I think it's going to be a tough game for us.
But if we do win...
No,
we must be a PP masterclass.
If we do win,
I just want Wan-Bissaka to score the winner because I want to see his next celebration, bro.
he's buzzing.
He's probably been practicing, isn't it?
Since bro, then. He might point to his shirt and he might do a whole lot of badness, bro. I want to see it.
Another 100 games.
I'm going to go for a 2-1 win for PSG. I think it'll be close on the scoreline, but like Mariah said, on the pitch, we'll see the golfing class, but I don't trust PSG to pull away from us like that, even though we are shocking defensively.
Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Help your business bounce forward today with this amazing offer. For a limited time, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online today to learn more. Comcast Business. Restrictions apply. New Comcast Business customers only. Call for restrictions and complete details.
And yeah, let's go into some listeners' questions. Kind of answered one from Mesh XCVII. I can't remember what that stands for in Roman numerals. You did explain it to us before, but
X what?
XCVII.
Oh, XC. I know VII is 7.
X- yeah.
XM.
Oh, no. So a bit, so it is basically 1997 because when yeah. when the lower numbers before the bigger number. Wait. Yeah, when the lower numbers.
It'd be 97.
Yeah, 97. But a question we have here is thoughts on Williams being back up to Wan-Bissaka this season when it's clear Laird is better. He's also not in the B squad for Champions League, so why should he play another season of under 23 football?
Who? Laird's not in the B squad.
Yeah, Laird is not in the B squad.
Yeah, but I swear he's under 21 and homegrown, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and he's been here for more than two. But yeah. so has Williams. But the thing with the B squad, it could be added to on any occasion.
Yeah, anytime.
So it's fine. But yeah, thoughts on Williams being the backup to Wan-Bissaka this season?
He won't last.
I prefer him on the right hand side than coming in on the left. I know obviously that he's had to do that because of Laird and the youth team, but. Every time he gets the ball, he makes us so narrow, and it basically goes against everything we understand about modern attacking. You want the pitch to be as wide and as big as it possibly can be when you're attacking, and Williams always looks to come inside. We've already got Luke Shaw, natural left footer, who doesn't give us enough width. So the hope is Telles comes in, gives us that width and output on the left-hand side, and Brandon Williams can play on the right where he can just do everything he does on the left, but just on the right. So he's aggressive, maybe a bit over-aggressive, but yeah, I'm happy to see him on the right-hand side now. We've loaned out Dallo, whatever, in it.
Just to touch on Williams and touch on Greenwood as well, but there was rumours that they were not in the squad for disciplinary reasons, but there's a quote from Solskjaer which says, if that was the case, why is Brandon with the squad? What are your sources? That is what I am saying. No truth.
Some random Twitter account.
Fake news, people. Fake news.
Yeah, trust.
So, next question. Do you think it's time to consider Pogba as an option for the bench and have him fight out with Bruno and
whoever that is, sign up for the Patreon. Pogba Watch episode 4 coming this week.
Next question.
Man, next question.
Can't refuse to answer the list.
Rattled.
Next.
Can you ask a question again? Sorry, Elijah. I didn't hear that over my life.
Oh, sorry. I'll say it even clearer this time.
Yeah.
I'll swear.
Do you think it's time to consider Pogba as an option for the bench and him fight it out with Bruno and VDB for the third midfield spot instead of him being an automatic starter in the double pivot, seeing that he's shown consistently he does not have the positional discipline and awareness as well as intensity to play in front of a back four?
He does seem to love a cameo. Sixth man of the year, I reckon he should go for. First man off the bench.
Bro. Yeah, sixth man of the year at a championship-winning team, bro. Bro, you want to put man on the bench when we're flipping New York Knicks, bro?
Joking, man. It's Bruno who needs to be dropped. In all honesty,
trust me. Bye, Bruno.
The thing Slightly. Is, I think that I don't know why they instead of putting Pogba as a double pivot, why don't you just have like Matic there as a DM and let Pogba and Bruno do their thing, innit?
because from what I've read, they're scared of people marking our DM because then they know they're not good enough on the ball. So they just mark them out of the game, put them under pressure, and we lose the ball. So essentially, by having two there, it's harder to man mark. But what they do is they just mark Pogba because he's good on the ball, whereas Matic isn't. So he gets the ball and he will lose it without any pressure anyway. So
you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, really.
Essentially.
Change the system then.
4-4-2, that's what I'm saying. But...
this is what you get paid to do. You literally get paid to do these things. Change the system.
That's the thing, because I don't think we see the best of Pogba if we push him a bit further up. But then I guess it's difficult. I know you might not say shift Bruno, but Bruno's the one that's one of the people that, you know, getting goals and assists, and it's difficult to shift him.
That's why you shift him right wing. I've been saying it, bro.
Just keep him right wing because he plays shit and gets his goals and assists anyway. So it's going to make no difference if he's on the right wing. He's not doing an integral role in the midfield play, is he?
True.
It was just yesterday from deep.
I know you want to ride out for him, Michael. Listen, do it, innit? I'm ready for you. I know you want to ride out for him.
No, the thing is, if he's getting the numbers, it's like, right, obviously, don't get me wrong, like, he's a tryer. Yeah, and obviously, we don't like the numbers. I know you got to watch the game too and stuff like that. He tries shit doesn't pop off, but then he gets a goal and assist, and you can't hate on that. It's like, shift the guy that's getting a goal and assist for the guy that's not getting neither. That's where I'm at, okay.
Like, when we got the second goal, and that work Van de Beek did from deep to keep to the ball on, keep it in, recycle play, which then led to... If Bruno was Van de Beek, I guarantee you that does not happen.
He's lenging it to Rashford straight away.
He's trying to play the ball to Rashford with the first pass. And every time he does that, when we have when we're trying to put together a move, it puts us back on the back foot where we don't have the stronger defense, a strong defense to start with. So he compromises us every single... And he does this multiple times throughout a game. Every time we lose a ball as a result of Bruno being sloppy, that's an error. Obviously, it may not necessarily lead to a goal, but that's an error that's putting us under pressure. You don't cover up 80 minutes of that because you had a moment where you swung your right boot and it went in. Sorry, that's not good enough, man. That's not good enough. The issue for us is that we then have issues in terms of having people who are being decisive in terms of score, because he'll also like play a great defense splitting pass at some point in the game, like, but his bad moments far outweigh his good moments, but his good moments are proven decisive. So you don't hear Elijah saying drop him from the team because we evidently can't, because we rely on his goals and his assists. Just put Liverpool did with Steven Gerrard during his prime, and then that way he's not in the way, and the actual footballers and the thinkers can make things happen, man. It makes me sick, the amount of silly mistakes he consistently makes, man.
Bro, it happened to Steven Gerrard, the heart and soul of Liverpool. It can happen to Bruno, bro.
But weren't people saying that was a mistake at the time, the fact that they put Gerrard on a...
He won player of the year playing off the right, you know. It was crazy. Hey, you might mute yourself.
No. I just want you to do your thing. Was that the... Did he win player of the year when he played off Torres, or when he played off... It was when he played off Torres, or was it when he played...
No. He won it in 2005-06.
Okay. Yeah.
Right wing, innit? Right wing.
There you go, then.
He shouldn't have won it, though.
agenda. I love it,
bro. Lampard should have won it, fam.
Lampard,
you could have said anyone.
That second striker, get him out of here, bro.
I said Lampard.
That second striker, get him out of here.
Straight.
Lampard.
Yes, I mean there's the proof in your pudding there, Michael. Like, he's
still... there's options. There's an option still, isn't it? The right wing's not solidified.
But he's not... The midfield is the brains of your team, and they influence the game in both directions. So
I want to see Van de Beek starting. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think he's shown the guile and the skill. And it's just, I guess I'm a fan of Pogba, but I guess it's more like raw. Like, we're not seeing the best of him. So yeah,
let's... I hear you. We're having to do a lot for this poor Pogba guy, man. It was nice for you to, you know, give some back.
Timmy's face when you said that.
Bruv, really, Timmy knows, bruv. Timmy knows.
Nah, bro, I know. Just, yeah, I know. but I'm not gonna slander my guy.
You can be honest, man.
I speak on Pogba maybe about 10 times a day, man. I'm just tired, bro. I swear, I'm tired. I said I'm not gonna defend him until he starts performing, and I won't. But please. But this question just rattled me, bro. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of Pogba talk, man. Honestly.
Everybody's asking questions about him at all times. Any midfielder anywhere in the world has a half decent performance, Pogba's name's getting dragged. Ooh, bro. So how does Pogba play this week? It's like, bro, you're talking about some guy in the Bolivian league. What's that got to do?
Bolivia.
If Man United lose, it doesn't matter who we lost to. It doesn't matter who Paul Pogba played against or how he played. He's always the one that's been what's the word? He's been bossed. Pogba's been bossed. Man were telling me that Lallana bossed Pogba the other day. They were telling me MacArthur and them man bossed Pogba. If Pogba played yesterday, Shelby probably bossed him. You know what I mean? Like, bro, like. Please, I'm tired.
I hate you. It's been 4 years, man.
You know what I mean? I'm actually just bare tired. It's
a difficult one, isn't it? Because we know what he can do, innit? We're just not seeing it on a regular basis. So, and his prime years as well. It's not like he's at the tail end of his career. He's the prime years. He signed when he was 23, or re-signed, I should say, when he's 23. You're expecting him to go on, especially after all the titles he won at Juve. But it's not worked out as we would like. And that's the frustrating thing. And we want to see it work out because it's time to make it work out. But, you know, time will tell on it.
Well, that was a good segment of Pogba Watch. I can't wait for the...
I'm just going to clip this and I'm going to give this a fake. He's a 5F. Then add a bit from me and Semi talking about the PSG match. Splice them together. Season 5, episode 4 of Pogba Watch. There you go, man.
last question. We kind of answered it, but we actually didn't. But if Rashford plays up top against Chelsea and Arsenal to the same level he did versus Newcastle, what happens when Martial comes back? Two up top would be interesting, but could see us line up similarly to when Oli first came in.
How did we line up when Oli first came in? Remind me.
So we had a 4-3-3. Rashford was up top, Martial off the left before he changed it versus Tottenham. Oh, yeah. We started doing the false 19 with Lingard in behind them two wide. But yeah, it was for three games. It was Rashford up top, Martial on the left, Lingard right.
Martial just more naturally a striker. He's got the body for it in terms of the physical battle. I'm just not really impressed with how he started this season, man. Like, me and Timmy had a long back and forth about it last season. And Tim was very much like, listen, I just need to see more. And to be honest, even if he does hit X, Y, Z numbers, I just haven't seen enough. But the way he finished last season, I was like, okay, you've shown us something. Let's see you start the next season with that energy and just keep it moving. And he's just back to the Martial that we saw before lockdown last season, where it's like, game the passing him by. He's even his basics, like his first touch, which is always crisp. It's not even... He looks like he really indulged in that time off, man. So that's why I think they're going to try and play him as much as they can, because if he's looking how he's looking now and he's not getting 90 minutes in the Champions League, what are we saying? He's not going to start getting regular minutes until he finishes his... Yeah, so he's not going to get regular minutes until he finishes his suspension, which is the end of this month. They got to get him on the pitch as much as they can, and they got to make him work hard, and he needs to get back to being sharp again because, yeah, this is a big season for him. It's what, season 5, season 6?
Season 6.
Yeah, he really, if he's not putting it together this season, I think as talent, we have to cut ties, man, and we have to look for somebody who's going to deliver more.
Send him to Milan, bro.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm going to clip that part out of the pod because...
But hold on, let me ask you, Elijah, because obviously you're the CEO of 9am.
Yeah.
If he has another wishy-washy... See, okay, let's not call it wishy-washy because he was good at times last season, but he was before lockdown a bit here and there. If he has another season where he leaves quite a bit to be desired, will you bring him back for a seventh season?
I would just sign a better striker.
Oh, you just keep him about, yeah?
Yeah. The thing is with Martial, I'm actually like, I even remember at the end of last season, you asked for my reign of Martial. I think I was the only one who gave him like a 7 or 8. Or I think I gave him a 7 or something.
Pretty sure I did as well, mate.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like, I'm going to be realistic. Like, he can do more, but in terms of what I wanted to see from him last season, I saw a progression of his number 9 play. He was holding it up better. He was making better runs. He was pressing better. And he was taking more shots. Now, it's not going to be put together quickly because, got to remember, this is what his second, might be his first season as a proper number 9 anywhere, like properly where he's playing throughout. So if you cut down his season into bits, he was injured for a bit, he came back, he was scoring 1 and 2, then he had the really bad January period where the game against Liverpool, he fucked up, the game against Burnley, he fucked up, the game against Wolves, he was horrible. And that was just after Rashford got injured. So it was all on him. And he had a really bad period. And was like, you know what? It's looking like it's going to end the season badly. Bruno comes in, scores against Chelsea, scores against Watford, scores against City, scores in the Europa League as well. And we're like, okay, maybe something's here. Then he comes back after lockdown. He looks even better. And he ends the season getting 1 and 2 in the Premier League, 1 and 2 overall. And you're like, maybe there's something here. He started the season very poorly. Like, he's not been good. Like, just for, on a personal level, his first touch has been horrific. And if that is bad, then basically Martial's out the game because he relies on his touch to get things in, to make things happen. So it's just been a poor start, but I do think people are harsh on him. The reasons why is probably because of the hype he gets. And then it can't, sometimes it doesn't marry up. So you're like, this guy's so talented and he's not playing well. What the hell am I watching? But I do think he needs to get fitter and he needs to get a goal. Because the thing is with Martial, I don't want him to become a player. I don't want him to become a striker that is a confident striker. When he's not playing well, he needs to score. That's the one most important thing to me. He needs to be sharp to get shots off and he needs to score when he's not playing well. And if he does that and if I see progression in that, I'll be fine. If I don't, then we have to sign over him. It's that simple.
That's fair. I can't disagree with that.
There's no other questions. The other question was about Bruno being captain. I do have a question, though.
Acknowledge that. Yeah, go on. What's your question?
A choice between captain Bruno or Maguire. Who you picking?
Bruno.
Oh, mate.
This was more for Timmy, really.
Yeah, that's a tough question, mate. Timmy's now pretending that his screen is
frozen. That guy did not want to ask the question. How can you pretend you want to be frozen?
You weren't moving still. That was really good.
Yeah.
It could have literally frozen the minute we asked him that question. It's not possible.
Hey, fucking hell. I'd rather Bruno be captain. I like Bruno. Like, he's just not playing well. But I like him.
And also that...
All Lives Matter team.
Yeah,
that as well. I'm still onto him for that, but he kind of tried to rectify the thing, innit? So,
how did he try to rectify?
He deleted the post and that, and then didn't he come out and like say something? He didn't understand.
Nah, he just came out with a new post which said Black Lives Matter, but it's whatever.
He got patterned, innit?
Yeah, but basically,
you're satisfied with that, Timmy? Yeah,
PP patterned him.
You're satisfied with that, Timmy? Yeah?
Basically, got patterned.
You're satisfied with that, yeah?
Not really, bro, but it's still on Maguire, bro.
Less of two evils for him, innit?
Bruno has some level of quality in it. Like, that's fine. Maguire should not be at this level. Simple as.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be at this level. And the fact is, the captain is even more insulting. So, yeah, it's got to be Bruno, man.
Bruno, definitely.
All right. And as the last question goes, I think that is good enough. Thank you for listening to the pod. Hope you enjoyed it. When you listen, make sure to use the hashtag, get involved in the conversation. I don't want to look like a stranger when people search the hashtag, when I'm the only one coming in on it.
Yeah, so you do your thing. You do your thing with the hashtag. I do my thing. So I try to anyway.
Please comment, share your comments, talk about why Timmy is so argumentative. Please, I really want to hear it. I really want to hear it.
Listen, I'm not being funny. Yeah, man, I have to stop this because this is character assassination, bro.
Hey, the character assassination.
This is honestly,
bro. You're taking it like it's not a compliment. It's a good thing.
What? That I argue bear?
Of course,
bro. I'm not Rodney, you know. Rodney's way worse than I am, bro. Rodney will be right. Arguing with random guys and telling them he's gonna beat them up, bro.
Facts. That's facts. To be fair,
You know what? Fair enough. You got me there.
You know what I mean? But shout out Rodney, though.
You got me there.
Yeah, shout out Rodney, man.
Cool. Anyway, make sure you use the hashtag. Join the Discord, the Patreon. Please join it. I need to eat. We all need to eat. Please join it.
I need new Wi-Fi in it. So please, put the thing in it.
Obviously, but yeah, we're going to be back next week, hopefully after a couple wins, probably not, but peace
easy.
Rashford, he's in here, he scores. Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. Thank you. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Thank you, man.
Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, my bang you. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Ready!
Description. Oh. How about
Martial is isolated. Skirtle here. Oh yes!
Welcome to Manchester United. Anthony Martial.
I'll be for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that she danced on. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
The available AKG 36 speaker sound system in the Cadillac Escalade provides 360-degree sound, so you hear studio sound on the road. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade, never stop arriving.